Let's talk about something every girl wants. Healthy, glowing skin that looks and feels good. And that's where Dionys Goat Milk Skincare comes in. I was introduced to Dionys earlier this year when I visited their farm, and I got to test out all kinds of products, from hand creams to body lotion, skincare, and their new lip masks, just to name a few. After I went to the farm, I learned that goat milk is loaded with vitamins and nutrients, which is so nourishing for your skin, and I also learned that we share the same pH as goats, which is why Dionys' products moisturize so well and never leave a greasy feel. I've been using and loving the goat butter lip mask, the vanilla bean being my favorite. And honestly, it's been a game changer. Everyone's always asking what I use on my lips, and there's truly nothing like it. It gives you the softest, most hydrated lips ever, and it actually lasts, unlike every other lip balm and mask I've tried before that I constantly have to reapply. But what I especially love about Dionys is that it's clean, cruelty-free, and designed to be simple. Plus, it's women-founded and women-led, and if there's one thing I've made clear on For the Girls, it's that we support the girls. These women know their stuff, and I love everything they do. So if you want to give your skin a little extra love today, check out Dionys Goat Milk Skincare. You can find them at DionysGMSkincare.com. That's DionysGMSkincare.com. Use code FTG20 to save 20% off site-wide. Again, that's code FTG20 to save 20% off.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Percivali. And today's episode is for the girls who need to de-center men. Or maybe for the girls who have a friend who is super male-centered and it's driving you crazy. If you or your girls have totally lost yourself at this point into a situationship, into being boy crazy, into rearranging your whole entire personality for a man, or the worst, I always hated this. The worst is only going out if the guy that you want to see will be there, or only even feeling like you had a good night out if you got attention from a guy. If that is the case, you need to hear this one. I think about back in the day when, like, I can't even remember if it would be me or a friend or like whoever, because this is so long ago, but like just feeling like the night was a fail because like I didn't get attention from any guy. The guy that I thought was going to be there wasn't there. And it's like, wait, you can't just like have a fun night out with your friends? I'm confused. So if this sounds like you or if it sounds like someone you know, you got to hear what I have to say. We are going to reclaim our spot as the center of our energy because we cannot be having guys consume our entire energy, okay? So for starters, I don't even necessarily know or think that doing this is your fault. I don't think that every girl is just delusional or just boy crazy, like I said before, and just like obsessed out of some personal like weakness. What I think it is a conditioning. I think that there is a lot of societal pressure around being in a relationship. I think there is a huge societal pressure to being picked and being desired, which is where that whole like pick me title came from. I don't even know when that started, but I feel like over the past couple of years, people started calling girls like a pick me. And I feel like that derives from this pressure of being picked, being chosen, which then leads to a conditioning. So it's like, if you're thinking, oh, she's such a pick me, it's like, yeah, well, it might not even necessarily be her conscious fault. It is a subconscious thing, because society essentially trains women since we are young to feel that, like, okay, like a man is going to pick you one day, and not being picked might essentially make someone feel undesirable, unwanted, not special. So from the jump, we want to feel special, desirable, wanted, and we just simply didn't stand a chance in not being like our brains like wired that way. It would be our natural reaction to center men and to focus a lot on men and to do our best as women to be picked, you know, naturally, because of just the way that we were taught in life. The thing is, some of us just ended up really not caring, or some of us just let it not measure our worth, whereas others really let that societal pressure and societal norm take a toll on them. And therefore, as they get into their 20s and 30s or whatever age, they let it completely define their worth. Their worth is essentially defined by whether or not a man sees it, which is an absolute shame. It's not based on what they see in themselves. It's based on what others see in them. It is a deep desire and a deep need for external validation and for someone to make you feel desirable and wanted. So naturally, yeah, I think girls did not stand a chance and just were bound to have that thought in our head. Where it comes down to, where, and I say, like, it's not that it's necessarily our fault, it's just a subconsciousness. Where we differ is that some people let it get to them and some people don't. So for those who do let it get to them, the good news is this: you can unlearn this, okay? I know that when I was younger, I cared a lot more about what guys thought about me in, like, let's say high school and college. By the time that I got to my 20s and I put myself first and I was living my life, I was accomplishing my goals, I was successful, I was just doing what felt good to me, that wasn't the top of mind. I was dating and I wanted to meet a partner, but it wasn't all consuming where it was like, I felt defined by being single or being in a relationship, you know? And so I believe that it's something you can mature out of and grow out of, or be, you know, learned out of, taught out of, you know? So it's not to say that you might listen to this episode and completely stop caring, but something might resonate that allows you to start rewiring your brain to stop needing external validation from guys. So first, let's look at what centering men actually is. Like, what does that actually look like? Obsessing over their social media, analyzing every single text message, analyzing how long it takes for them to respond, shrinking yourself and making yourself smaller to be the chill girl, to not be too much. You don't want to overdo it. You don't want them to think that you're crazy. You don't want them to think that you're too much. Making yourself as small as possible to fit what you think that they would want, which is a chill girl. Keeping your schedule open and refusing to make plans for your weekend or changing your schedule around to make sure that you are available, in hopes that the guy you like calls you to hang out. You know that he has something on Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're like, okay, I'll make plans on Friday, but I know he's free on Saturday. So I'll keep myself free on Saturday as well. Or even worse is canceling plans. Say that you have plans with your friends and you already made them, and then you decide to cancel them because you heard from him last minute, or he told you maybe. So let's say you had Friday night plans with your friends and then you happen to see this guy on Wednesday and he says, oh, maybe let me see what I have going on Friday. You're like, ugh, okay, just in case he's gonna call, let me clear my schedule. And then you don't even hear from him. Or maybe you hear from him at 10 o'clock on Friday night. Oh, what are you doing? And like, now you just sat in waiting for this guy. Okay. Maybe relying your happiness on whether or not this guy is throwing you a bone and giving you some attention. So if you get attention from him, you're happy. And if you don't, you're all disheveled. Letting that inconsistent behavior completely mess with your head, that's another thing. And letting that inconsistent behavior not only mess with your head, but dictate how you feel that day, how that day is going to go, or dictate how you feel about yourself in general. And then like I mentioned about going out and like the whole night out thing and like guys being there. Another thing is like picking where to go based on where the guy that you're talking to might be going, even though he didn't invite you, even though he didn't ask to see you. It's like, oh, he mentioned he might be going there. So that's where, you know, you try to convince your friends to go. The list goes on and on. All of these things are examples of centering your life around men or around the guy that you like. We've all been there. Either we've all either been that girl ourselves or we've had that girl in our lives. And let me just say, it is insufferable. It is all consuming. Like I mentioned before, it is draining. It is exhausting. I swear it ages you. It creates so much anxiety. You're like stressing yourself out over a guy who's not even thinking twice about you. The more you center your life around men, the more they are going to consume your thoughts. And then every single time that you have even so much so as a minor interaction with a guy, you're going to overthink it. Maybe he's the one. Was he flirting with me? Was he just being nice? Was I embarrassing? Did I flirt with him? What did I do? Like, should I follow him on Instagram? Should I text him? Relax. Relax. Let's swing the pendulum back, okay? And it doesn't have to go so far to the other end of the spectrum where I'm going to suggest hating men, eliminating them from your life. That's not what decentering means. It doesn't mean that you should stop dating. It doesn't mean that you should start to think negatively about men. It doesn't mean that you should stop having fun, stop desiring love, start to become closed off or cold or play mind games. No, it simply means that one word that I just said. Relax, okay? Your brain does not have to be consumed with every single thing. Does he like me? Does he not? Your life does not have to be built around male validation. You do not need to change anything about who you are to be liked by someone, okay? Most importantly, it's like to be quote unquote picked, like you can be picked quote unquote exactly as you are. And not one thing needs to be altered or changed in order for that to happen, okay? Your happiness is solely your responsibility, and you need to start to make it your responsibility and never, ever, ever depend on someone else, especially of all people, someone who isn't even trying to make you happy. Okay? So that to me is decentering men. Making your happiness your responsibility. Never changing your ups or downs or whatever based on a guy, you know? And when you really think about it and you can like pull back the lens and like reflect, it's like, wait, my happiness depends on someone who's not even trying to make me happy? Like, what's the cat? Like, that's like, how dumb? So I always start my advice with identification. Because I think that step one to everything is identifying the feeling. It's identifying who makes you feel a certain type of way, why you feel that way, identifying who you are giving too much energy to that you absolutely should not be. Step two would be to take that reflection, take that energy that you realize that you're putting on the wrong person and shift it. Shift it onto yourself, your hobbies, something else that you love, whatever, literally anything. Simply put, if you stop focusing your energy on so much on guys, what would you focus it on instead? Especially something healthier. So how could you take that energy and then create something new with it? Not to say as like a distraction or a coping mechanism, but yeah, like to take the energy away from the unhealthy thing that it is consumed with right now. Step three is once you start to do that and you put your energy into these other things, find love in those things. Find love in areas of your life that are not romantic, okay? Like unreciprocated, unromantic love, basically. friends, family, self-discovery, hobbies, like I mentioned, health, wellness, fitness, personal goals, whatever it is that can feel like love to you. Like, I love this thing. I love doing this thing. I love spending time on this thing. I love spending time with these people. Anything that feels like healthy, unromantic love is acceptable. You just got to seek it. You just have to feel it. You have to love what you're doing. I don't care if it's cooking. I don't care. Like I said, health and wellness, if it's going on some like fitness journey, it doesn't matter. As long as you love it and you're not forcing yourself to do it, that's perfect. And it's, you're not seeking romantic love from, you know, as a result of this thing. Step four is to remember the most important thing, which is that the only validation you can ever receive in your life that counts is the validation that comes from within you. Okay? Because yeah, sure, we could ask our friends, is this good? Do I like this? Do I like that? It doesn't matter. It's like, how do you feel about that thing? And then especially when it comes to guys, it's like, what, he didn't like this, or he didn't call me, he said he would and he didn't. Like, is that something that truly validates you as a person? No, it quite frankly says nothing about you, and it says every single thing about him. So the only thing that should validate who you are, and especially like to your core and in your heart as a person, that only comes from within your own beliefs and your own feelings. You must practice internal validation with every single situation and every single decision that you make. What do I think? What do I want? What makes me feel good? What do I desire? So the question becomes about you and your wants, not whether or not someone else wants you. Because it simply doesn't matter. It does not matter. Their preferences and their feelings, quite frankly, have no effect on your life.
Let's talk about something every girl wants: healthy, glowing skin that looks and feels good. And that's where Dionys Goat Milk Skincare comes in. I was introduced to Dionys earlier this year when I visited their farm, and I got to test out all kinds of products, from hand creams to body lotion, skincare, and their new lip masks, just to name a few. After I went to the farm, I learned that goat milk is loaded with vitamins and nutrients, which is so nourishing for your skin, and I also learned that we share the same pH as goats, which is why Dionys' products moisturize so well and never leave a greasy feel. I've been using and loving the goat butter lip mask, the vanilla bean being my favorite. And honestly, it's been a game changer. Everyone's always asking what I use on my lips, and there's truly nothing like it. It gives you the softest, most hydrated lips ever, and it actually lasts, unlike every other lip balm and mask I've tried before that I constantly have to reapply. But what I especially love about Dionys is that it's clean, cruelty-free, and designed to be simple. Plus, it's women-founded and women-led, and if there's one thing I've made clear on For the Girls, it's that we support the girls. These women know their stuff, and I love everything they do. So if you want to give your skin a little extra love today, check out Dionys Goat Milk Skincare. You can find them at DionysGMSkincare.com. That's DionysGMSkincare.com. Use code FTG20 to save 20% off site-wide. Again, that's code FTG20 to save 20% off.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle. Red Circle.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Remember this, it's a big affirmation that I have shared for years. It has been like one of the main sayings that I have always brought to For the Girls. Quite frankly, I have it, I have the merch. I have the For the Girls crew neck, which is linked in the show notes if anyone wants the crew neck. It's written on the back of the crew neck. And it's as simple as this: I only want what wants me. Everything I want wants me back. Point blank, period. So now your initial narrative shifts from, if he doesn't want me, something's wrong with me. What's wrong with me? To, if he doesn't want me, I don't want him either. It's not even a matter of rejection if he doesn't want you, because the mindset is, I only want what wants me. So his lack of interest is also my lack of interest. And this is a mutual disinterest. This is a mutual unwanting, if that's even a word. You don't want me, I don't want you either. So now you can get the thought of rejection out of your mind and completely reframe that to a new one. Rejection is redirection. I am simply being guided onto the path of what is for me, because you are not for me. And that is so powerful. That is a very powerful way of thinking. Okay, so if there is someone who does make you doubt yourself, if there is someone who makes you question your worth and what's wrong with you and why he chose this girl over me and why he did XYZ over whatever the case is, okay? He bailed on you. He canceled. He had the opportunity to be with you and he didn't take the opportunity. Again, completely remove the thought process and reframe the thought process to, I only want what wants me. Everything I want wants me back. So if you don't want me, I don't want you either. This is mutual. Can you imagine thinking that your soulmate is a guy you had to convince to like you? No. Cannot imagine. Can you imagine thinking that the guy who bails on you, cancels plans, says he's going to call you but doesn't, suggest that maybe he will hang out with you this weekend, and then when this weekend rolls around, he either A, doesn't hang out with you at all, or B, hits you up at 10 o'clock at night, like YWD. Imagine thinking that's your man. It's not. Nor should you want it to be. He might be cute. He might be funny. He might be charming. He might be successful. He might have every single thing on paper that you want, okay? But you're getting nothing out of this other than working yourself up, letting him consume your thoughts, letting him consume your brain. You're going to ruin your friendships because no one's going to want to hear this, deal with this. Your friends are not going to only want to go to the places that you want to go just because you might bump into him there. Your friends are going to want to have girl nights. They're not going to want their time with their friends to be revolved around, consumed around, maybe running into a guy who doesn't even really like you that much, okay? Do you think that that's the love story that's destined for you? Because I promise you that it is not. Decenter these guys, especially the guys that are doing nothing to try to be worth this spot in your brain, and shift the mindset back to centering you and making yourself the main character of your life, okay? Now, I highly recommend really putting pen to paper with this stuff, journaling, brain dumping, prompting some, you know, thoughts with questions like, why have I abandoned myself and my feelings for approval from guys? I highly recommend getting my workbook because I have so many journal prompts, quite literally 90 pages worth of them. So that is the workbook for the girls that want more. It is on my website, victorialario.com, or you could go to victoriapersivalley.com. Either way, it'll take you to the same site. But yeah, the workbook for the girls who want more, extremely important. Journaling, extremely important. And I also think a very important thing to do is to reflect before you react. Okay. It is extremely important when it comes to your emotional maturity and your emotional growth to be able to stop and think before you react. You know, when someone says like, oh, you don't even think before you speak. That's what we're going to try to channel. We're going to try to become more consciously aware of our reactions to things. So what that would look like is when something happens that triggers you or upsets you, anything to do with these guys, whatever the case is, when something happens that gets to you, take time to reflect on it before you react to it. And you can determine what that window of time is. 8 hours, sleeping on it, like just put the phone down, go to bed, think about it in the morning, take a full day, take a full 24 hours to think about it. You know how your brain works. I don't. So I'm not going to tell you how much time to take. You take as much time as you need. Just make sure that when you do take that time, you actually reflect and think about your emotions before you react on your emotions, okay? That is a really big thing because you could be so pissed off at the guy and think that the solution is to send him a novel and go off on him and explain what he's done wrong. And then even worse, when you know that it's the kind of guy who's like, you're not going to get a reaction out of him to that. He's just going to reply and be like, okay. And then you're going to spiral because you're like, I just said all that. And he said, okay. Know what's worth it. Know how you truly want to react on your, you know, emotions, and make sure that you do a full reflection before you actually release it, okay? Also, as you girls know, I am a huge, huge, huge advocate for dating yourself. I uploaded a Flashback Friday episode earlier this year on the topic. It is from August 2nd, 2024. It's titled Flashback Friday, Dating Yourself First, okay? Listen to the episode. Please listen to it. Just do it. Date yourself. Buy yourself flowers. Go out for lunch alone. Go out for dinner alone. Spoil yourself. Buy yourself the gift that you really want. Nurture yourself. Validate yourself. Compliment yourself, okay? And lastly, most importantly on this theme of dating yourself, just know and remember that being in a relationship quite literally in no way, shape, or form defines you. Not at all. You are just as special and just as worthy without being picked or chosen, quote unquote, okay? Picked or chosen. It means nothing. You are whole as you are. You do not need anyone to complete you because you are not incomplete. What is meant for you will never pass you by. So if that guy is not for you, he's never going to be for you no matter what you try to do to make it happen. And it will be clear. So let it be. And if being single is what's meant for you right now, again, let it be. Embrace it and enjoy it. Do the best with what you have. Okay? Enjoy and embrace your single season if that is a season that you are meant to be in right now. And by the way, going back to the girls' nights thing that I mentioned before, girls' nights are the best nights, okay? Girls' nights without guys, without worries, without anxiety, without judgment, just like pigging out, blasting and belting your favorite songs, enjoying yourselves, being messy, having so much fun, and like simply remembering like, I will never be this young and hot and fun again, like, those are the best nights. So I am begging you girls to please appreciate that season while you are in it because it comes and it goes. And of course, I love to be married, but like I always miss those nights too. And like me and my friends, like we try so hard to make plans and it is a bit hard because everyone's schedules are all over the place. And like it makes you appreciate when everyone's schedules were aligned and when we were each other's priority. So if that's your life right now where it's like your friends are your priority and like going out and having fun is like how you spend your weekends, appreciate those girls' nights because they'll be over at some point in the future and you will miss them dearly, okay? So that is all that we have for today. Thank you girls so much for listening. Until next time, girls. And by the way, next time is our last episode of 2025. So until then.
Let's talk about something every girl wants. Healthy, glowing skin that looks and feels good. And that's where Dionys Goat Milk Skincare comes in. I was introduced to Dionys earlier this year when I visited their farm, and I got to test out all kinds of products, from hand creams to body lotion, skincare, and their new lip masks, just to name a few. After I went to the farm, I learned that goat milk is loaded with vitamins and nutrients, which is so nourishing for your skin, and I also learned that we share the same pH as goats, which is why Dionys' products moisturize so well and never leave a greasy feel. I've been using and loving the goat butter lip mask, the vanilla bean being my favorite, and honestly, it's been a game changer. Everyone's always asking what I use on my lips, and there's truly nothing like it. It gives you the softest, most hydrated lips ever, and it actually lasts, unlike every other lip balm and mask I've tried before that I constantly have to reapply. But what I especially love about Dionys is that it's clean, cruelty-free, and designed to be simple. Plus, it's women-founded and women-led, and if there's one thing I've made clear on For the Girls, it's that we support the girls. These women know their stuff, and I love everything they do. So if you want to give your skin a little extra love today, check out Dionys Goat Milk Skincare. You can find them at DionysGMSkincare.com. That's DionysGMSkincare.com. Use code FTG20 to save 20% off site-wide. Again, that's code FTG20 to save 20% off.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.